outlined to us the frustrations that the MDC has been undergoing outside the outstanding issues as outlined in the GTA.
How does civic society receive Mr. Biti's message? Do you agree or not?
People had different issues around how that decision was going to affect the people of Zimbabwe, because this is what is central to the civic society. But I think from the consultation meetings that Mr. Biti outlined that they were undertaking in communities, there is a very big sentiment that is coming from the people that they should remain in government. By and large, civil society accepted what Mr. Biti said, and also trying to make a way forward to say, where from here, how does civil society work closely, not in a divisive way with the disease like what has been happening.
What role does a civic society plan to take in the standoff?
The biggest role that the civil society is supposed to undertake is to make sure that it goes to the community and allow to take the best space of participation, so that whatever decision that the MDC would be, whether to fully pull out or to remain within this paralyzed government.